Hello, this is part two of the duck red Thai curry. I am now going to prepare the ingredients for the paste. So anyone who's made a curry will know that it is garlic, chilli, ginger, cumin, turmeric, coriander, black pepper. Because it's Thai, obviously, you've got the lemongrass, cinnamon. So I have to basically peel and chop the ginger, garlic, de-seed and chop the chilli, peel and chop the shallots. And sorry about the background noise, I'm rummaging for a knife. I'm not sure whether I should ever be trusted with sharp knives, but I am home alone, so it's okay. So I'm going to go on and do that, and then I'm going to whiz them up with some water, actually, because it makes it more pasty and it stops it all sticking to the sides and round the edge of the food processor. It was just a little tip I learned from making a curry the other day, which went down very well. It was quite hot and spicy and nice, so I'm going to try that method again with adding the water to the ginger and garlic and shallots and chilies, just to get it a little bit more blended. Okay, so I'm off to chop, and then when I go to put it all together, I'll be back. Hello again. The paste is made, the vegetables are chopped, the duck is good to go in the curry. So, here we go. It's either time to burn the house down or do something very constructive. Now let's hope it is the latter. So, nice big sturdy pot on to gas ring. I'm going to turn the heat up a little bit. There we go. Try and get that as level as I can. And I'm going to obviously start by putting the curry paste into the pot. It's always good when you're making a curry to put the curry paste in the pot. So yeah, let's give that a shot. Now it does say only a tablespoon of this curry paste. I've got a little bit more duck than it recommended weight wise though, so I might just add a little more. Although if it's true to form, if I do that, it might be a little bit too hot. We wouldn't want that now, would we? Wouldn't be very kind to those poor people who have to eat it. Right. I've made everything, or not made everything, I've prepared everything that I need to go. So that basically I can go through. What I'll do though, because obviously things need little cooking time and so on and so forth, so I'll turn off between times so that you don't get extremely bored with me mooching around and effectively talking complete drivel. Let's try a little curry paste in the pot and see perhaps if it is hot enough yet. In fact, I'm going to use not my measuring tablespoon, I'm going to use a larger one. Well, it's obviously not larger than a tablespoon, but it's not cup shaped then. So we've got to get technical about it. Hiding. Right, and into the pot the curry paste shall go. I'm hoping I can freeze this, there's rather a lot left of it, which seems a bit of a shame. So I've got to cook this down for 2 or 3 minutes. And then add the duck, so I'll be back.
Table index. Adjustable. Item chooser. Double tap. Closing item chooser.
That is smelling very good. Very fragrant. So it is time to add the coconut milk. And the chicken stock. And then bring to the boil. And I'm going to stir it because obviously the paste can stick. We don't want that. And then add the duck. Cook for 2 or 3 minutes and then add the vegetables, so the spring onion, aubergine and peppers, and then cook for a further 8 minutes until the vegetables are tender and the duck is fully cooked. So I'll rejoin you soon. I wish we had smelly boo, because it smells so good. I do think it may be a little hot though. I think perhaps I overdid the spice estimate. Oops. So whilst there's no meat in this, I'm actually just going to taste effectively what is the sauce. It's obviously going to be quite hot. So, and if I die coughing, well, oh well. Yeah, there is certainly an element of spice to that. The stock and coconut milk paste, and I think that's all that's in it at the moment, is just about to boil. So the duck can go in. I've just reduced the heat on that. You can hear it there, bubbling away, simmering nicely. So that has to do for about 2 or 3 minutes now. And the final stage is putting the vegetables in, which I have just done. And I'll mix those in and then cook this for another 8 minutes. So that was duck red Thai curry, and I will try and get you a taste verdict when we eat it tomorrow. This has now cooked. What I'm going to do, I've just spooned a little bit out of the pan, and I'm going to give you my verdict, but obviously it's not impartial because I made it. Although I am quite self-critical, possibly not self-critical enough. So, yeah, we'll see. The duck is firm and non-greasy. It certainly has a kick to it. Vegetables are just on the crisp side of cooked, and I'm fairly pleased with it. In fact, I'm rather pleased with it. So I will get a completely a verdict that isn't me tomorrow, but yeah, I think that will go down.